2,399. The S&P is down 9. The NASDAQ is up 3 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. Beginning things in the noon hour with the London Sinfonietta and music by Aaron Copland, a prelude for chamber orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues on. I'm Jeff Watson, and in this noon hour, we'll spend a good deal of time with the legendary guitarist Andres Segovia, taking us through Federico Marino Torroba's guitar creation known as the Castles of Spain, and later the Scottish National Orchestra, with some special music for cello and orchestra by Gustav Holst. Wonderful examples of classical repertoire are on the way. We're glad you could be with us here on this Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence, or at riverratks.com. With us next is the new Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Sir Charles McCarris, to hear music from French composer Léo Delibes, a suite from a ballet of his from the late 19th century, one that was called A Big Wonderful Mismatch of Mythology and History. It's known as Sylvia, and musically tells the story of a sort of contest between the deity figures of Diana and Orion, with a huntress and shepherd sort of mimicking their contest in the mortal realm. Here's the new Philharmonia with the Sylvia Suite on Kansas Public Radio. Music from the ballet Sylvia by French composer Léo Delibes, a suite performed by the new Philharmonia Orchestra led by Sir Charles McCarris, today on Kansas Public Radio. 12:30 is the time, and in the second half of the hour, cellist Timothy Hugh is with the Scottish National Orchestra for something called the Invocation for Cello and Orchestra. It's by Gustav Holst, and it's coming up in about 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing reproductive rights, Thursday, October 17th, via Zoom. Details and a link to the discussion at lplks.org. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 23rd, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Here at the KU campus, it's 79 degrees, today's high around 85, with sunny skies. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s, and very much the same story tomorrow, a sunny day with highs around the mid-80s. A performance on guitar awaits us next. The music is by composer Federico Marino Torroba, who, like his colleagues, Granados, Rodrigo, Albéniz, and others, devoted himself to defining the spirit of Spanish culture through music. And what we'll listen to is a collection of 8 short guitar works. Each one is inspired by and musically illuminates a different castle in Spain. Guitarist Andres Segovia with Torroba's Castles of Spain on Kansas Public Radio. Guitarist Andres Segovia in that performance of The Castles of Spain by composer Federico Marino Torroba on Kansas Public Radio. About 10 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour, followed by more wonderful music. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. It's fall, and that means it's getting close to KPR's annual Live Day. Featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. As part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermegan will host a free concert at the library Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. You can get all the details at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Before the news from NPR, we'll leave you with the Scottish National Orchestra, led by David Lloyd-Jones, and cellist Timothy Hugh, with some music from early on in the life and career of Gustav Holst, an obscure creation of his for cello and orchestra. He called this his Invocation for Cello, next on Kansas Public Radio. That was written in 1905 by Gustav Holst, his Invocation for Cello and Orchestra, played by the Scottish National Orchestra, led by David Lloyd-Jones, with cellist Timothy Hugh, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is almost 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News, followed by the next hour of music where the New Jersey Chamber Music Society has a suite by Vincent Dundee, that plus much more.
Hi, KPR. Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Our news.
Support for NPR comes from Arm with the new podcast series, Tech Unheard. Arm CEO Renee Haas talks to tech company leaders who are working to help shape the future of computing. Available on all podcast platforms. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra and conductor Adrian Lieper. Opening things in this 1 p.m. hour of music with a concert waltz from a British composer by the name of Roger Quilter. He was a late 19th and early 20th century English composer, perhaps best known for his art song, setting the text of William Shakespeare to English music. He also had a few operas, and one of them was called Julia from 1936, and it contained that concert waltz, which was known as Rosmé, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be with you once more for classical music here on a Thursday afternoon. This hour we'll spend most of our time with the English Chamber Orchestra, taking in the Harp Concerto by composer Reinhold Glier, and that's in about 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org. Before we get to Glier's Harp Concerto, we'll hear a little bit of chamber music for flute, string, trio, and harp, composed in 1851 by Vincent Dundee. This is from his Suite on Parties, or Party Suite. We'll hear a Opus 91, a suite played by the New Jersey Chamber Music Society. Here on KPR. The New Jersey Chamber Music Society and a suite by Vincent Dundee for flute, string, trio, and harp on Kansas Public Radio, where it is a minute before 1:30, half an hour until our next update of news headlines from NPR. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. We're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. It's Thursday, and that means Classics Live tonight at 7 p.m., and then from 8 to 9, Destiny has an hour of classical music for you, Tango Thursday, with a tango by Piazzolla. We'll hear music featuring the great Lynn Harrell and Vladimir Ashkenazi. There's much more still to come as music continues this evening from 7 to 9. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday, traditions and origins, now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org. Next on KPR, more music for harp with full orchestra, this time music by composer Reinhold Glier. Was born in Kiev, Ukraine in 1875 and got his first instruction in music at the Kiev School of Music and then later moved on to the Moscow Conservatory, where he would continue his studies and eventually become a full-time professor. Among other of his most famous students was a young Sergei Prokofiev. What we'll listen to is music Glier composed in 1938 with the help of a Russian harpist, his Harp Concerto, played today by the English Chamber Orchestra led by Paul Watkins and harpist Claire Jones on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the Harp Concerto, composed in 1938 by Reinhold Glier. Paul Watkins led the English Chamber Orchestra with harpist Claire Jones here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 2 p.m. NPR News is ahead. More classical music awaits us in the next hour. Thanks for joining us for Music on a Thursday Afternoon on KPR.
At morning, listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
That's weekdays from 5 to 9 for Morning Edition at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. Information at 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. That's K-A-N with a K. 1-800-CAN-DO-IT.
Law urging caution out of concern it could provoke Russia into an escalation.
That's Lauren Freyer. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Yoel Levy conducting the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra with music by Antonin Dvorak and Slavonic Dance No. 5 in B-flat minor from Dvorak's second collection of Slavonic dances here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson and here with you until 3 p.m. for more classical music, which in this 2 p.m. hour is going to mean a few French classics when the Nash Ensemble, for example, brings us the famous Septet music by Camille Saint-Saëns, followed by Bizet and his second suite from Carmen, brought to us by the London Symphony. That's all just ahead. Classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com. Conductor Ricardo Chailly, in charge of the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, in our next offering to you a concert overture in G minor from Anton Bruckner on Kansas Public Radio. A concert overture in G minor by Anton Bruckner, played by the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, conducted by Ricardo Chailly, here on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Anton Bruckner is going to be on display at a performance this evening at 7:30 at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, featuring the Kansas City Chorale in a program called Eternal Light, a concert that blends sacred choral works of Anton Bruckner with contemporary elegance of Will Todd. This is an evening of lush harmonies and emotional warmth. Eternal Light, which is this evening at 7:30 p.m. at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, and also Sunday, the 13th, 2 p.m. at St. Elizabeth. Find out more at kcchorale.org. The time is 2:20, and the London Symphony Orchestra with us in the second half of the hour for suite number 2 from Bizet's Carmen, still to come. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, and wildlife conservation and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org. And the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at cidergallery.com. What we have next for you is some famous chamber music written by Camille Saint-Saëns, completed in the year 1880. This is something that he wrote for a friend of his who was a mathematician as well as a founder of the Parisian Chamber Music Society, La Trompette. He wanted Saint-Saëns to compose a piece featuring the trumpet, and what we came up with was the unusual combination of violins, viola, cello, piano, and trumpet, known as his septet in E flat major. We'll hear it next, played by the Nash Ensemble, with the trumpet played by Paul Archibald on KPR. The Nash Ensemble, with trumpeter Paul Archibald in the septet in E flat major by Camille Saint-Saëns from 1880, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:40, 20 minutes until 3 o'clock, and all things considered, from NPR News. That's followed tonight at 7 by Classics Live. And then from 8 to 9, Destiny has an hour of classical music for you, much more still to come, this evening, starting at 7 p.m. The holiday season swings with KPR's Big Band Christmas, and that'll be Saturday night, December 14th at Liberty Hall. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will be on hand once again to provide some big band hits and Christmas favorites, too. Tickets for a Big Band Christmas are on sale now at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. All the details are there at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. More French classical music next on KPR with the London Symphony and conductor Sir Neville Mariner, bringing you the second of two orchestral suites derived from the operatic masterpiece of Georges Bizet. It's Carmen Suite No. 2, next on KPR. A strong note to end on. Music by Georges Bizet and Suite No. 2 from Carmen, played by the London Symphony, led by Sir Neville Mariner, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 3 p.m., and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, classical music resumes with Classics Live at 7 p.m., followed by an hour of the classics with Destiny, who will be with you tonight from 8 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson. It's always a pleasure sharing classical music in the afternoon with you, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and of course we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. You have the power to make a lasting and positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org.